Hey guys, Nick's here. I'm here to tell another story that happened in my mind when set this up. I was with my sister in the kitchen, and we were really baked, and I was like eating ice cream out of the carton, like a piece of shit. And I just stopped. I stopped and I stared ahead for what, like a good 30 seconds, and my sister was just like, "Hey, bud, you good?" And I nodded at her and I said, "Bro, I have a story to tell you, and I just made it up right now." And she just nodded and she was eating her sandwich and she was like, "Go ahead, let's hear this story." And so I set down my spoon. I set down my spoon and I turned towards her and I gripped the counters. Because I was really unstable and I could have fallen down at any second. And I looked at her and I said, "This is a story of a very typical American family. A mother, a father, a daughter, a son, the works. But the mother had a very bad gambling problem. To a point where gambling their home, was not enough. She would gamble their existence in their universe. And the rules were, if you win, you get to stay in your universe in a nice house with nice things. But if you lose just once, you are moved for a certain amount of time, to a different universe. And it could be the most amazing universe ever, or it could be the worst thing you've experience in your whole life. You had to serve your time, a lot like jail." And so this woman, this very typical mom, would she would gamble her universe all the time. And she went to, the casino, the universe gambling casino, like any mom would. And she gambled and she lost. And she was told within the hour that the people that would move her and her family to the new universe would be there. Like, they would be there very soon. And she, like, drops everything. She drops everything and she runs out of the building and she's sobbing and she's screaming, "I fucked up. I'm so sorry. I lost. I lost. I lost." She's just repeating that over and over again until she gets home. She throws open the door, tears staining her face, like, breathing heavily from all the running. And she calls out to her husband, and he quickly goes to her and says, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What happened?" And she says, "I lost. I fucked up. I'm so sorry. I lost." He looks at her with a moment of recognition of what's going to happen, and he calls up to the kids, and he says, "Kids, pack your things. We're going to be gone for a while." The kids nod, and they pack up their favorite items, their comfort items, their favorite clothes, their notebooks, their pencils, a sleeping bag, anything that they could fit into a bag that they could carry. And they run downstairs and they stand by their mother and father and they ask what happened, and the mom just shakes her head and she's sobbing into her husband's shoulder, and her husband says he says to the kids, "Your mother lost, and we're gonna be getting a new home, and this will be a new start for the whole family. And we love you very much." And the kids were just dead silent. And they all stood together. And they all waited until the moving people came. And they knocked on the door, three defining taps. And they walk in and they say, "Are you ready?" And the wife reluctantly nods. And she's holding on to her daughter's hand. And the father claps his hand on his son's shoulder. And they are moved to an island. It was a world covered in deep blue water, but the only land was an island in the shape of a conch shell, or the bottom was the broadest, and it went up in like a circular motion, almost like a funnel, to the tip-tip top. At the tip-tip top is where the most distinguished nobility lived. They were rich out of their means. They were just so rich. And The people at the bottom, at the nearest to the water, were the poorest people, without jobs, without money. People who couldn't ever have jobs, pretty much. So, like, yeah, almost homeless people. And the family gets moved to the home closest to the water, so close to the water that their house was flooded, and it was flooded up to their knees. And they all just looked at each other and they said, oh my god, this can't be how our life is going to be for the next couple of years. And so they all gather around on the driest part of their house, onto the dining room table, and they all curl up together, and they all just start to sob. And they cried for so long, they sobbed for so many years, that the ocean began to fill up. And it filled up so much that only the top three tiers of the shell-shaped island was not covered in water, and everyone else was whisked away into the ocean without ever being seen again. And then the water slowly went down and the family was gone, only for the house to await another family that lost at gambling their universe. That was my story. And I had that moment. I had all that just in my head in like 30 seconds. And my sister and I just stood there, like, looking at each other, and, like, all I could say was, holy balls, bro, holy balls. I was just so surprised that I could, like, talk that much about such an amazing story that I had made. So, yeah, that was, there you go. That was a story of mine.